Thursday podcast, Kitete, share hey, oh yeah.
Someone sits over there actually. Oh. What? Okay, my friends. State in the Heilige Gemara, Minani Mili the Tanner Abonon, Beshiptucha Beveisecha Prat Loisig Bemitzvah, Belechtucha Bederech Prat Lechosen. Mikan Omru Akonis is a Psul, a Potter as Almon Achayef. Mefaran, you find an interesting Machloikes Rishonim. I will share with you here, you didn't see it yet. It's a Meiri and Brochis. Daf Tes Zayin. The Meiri brings a Machloikas Rishonim on the bottom of the Meiri. Might not be enough for everyone, you could share. There's not much that you have to see over here. But you're going to have to see two Meiris. Says the Meiri, Mashe potarnu choson mikriyas shma. Yesh oim shenon emer ebel b'ay shal arvis v'intzorach lom af b'ruchasel potu av shal shachris chayiv shen zman tirdilin yin zev yesh mefak v'gim medover l'hokobo machlekes is the chasim potu v'potu v'mkriyashma only by night or even by day shal komokom tirdis lev yesh kan. Okay, v'dvarim elu, ah, here it is, v'dvarim elu, we're on four lines from the bottom in the Meiri, kulam tfila tfilin kedin kriyashma hein, those are all the same. Tefillah, Tefillin, Kriyashma, Avol, Chayiv Bishar Mitzvahs, She'ein Tzrichas Kavano Kolkach, and Avol is Chayiv in all other Mitzvahs. Chosen is Chayiv in all other Mitzvahs. Chosen is Pater from Kriyashma, Tefillin, Tefillah, the like. But he's Chayiv in all the Mitzvahs. Chayiv Bishar Mitzvahs, She'ein Tzrichas Kavano Kolkach. Some people say Chosin is Pater from all mitzvahs. Says the Meiri, no, he's only Pater from Kriyashma. Yesh Soivrim, that he's Pater from Kol HaMitzvahs. Who is that Yesh Mish, L'Glokomoy Misha Soivah Shepturim B'Kol HaMitzvahs? I think it's Rashi in our Sugya. Where is that? Rashi says, on Rashi, it's around four lines from the bottom. I think that's the Rashi. Rashi says, Chosin is torid, tir do de mitzvah, v'ashminon kura, deloy mechayiv lahasir daita, mimachsheves mitzvah v'rishoina bishvil zu. You don't have to be meisir daita mechsheves mitzvah v'rishoina bishvil zu, haba alav. Because for this one that comes, el yasek b'rishoina, just be Isaac in the rishoina. That's a different thing. That might be Sukkah, might be different. Sukkah might be. We'll have to see. Good, you have to see why is a chasam pater from Sukkah. We're talking about the Laila Rishayna. And he's not pater from all mitzvahs all 7 days, that I can tell you. But what is Rashi saying? Chasin is Torah tir do de mitzvah, vashminan kra, do a mechayv lasir daitu mechshev is mitzvah Rishayna bishvil. Zu habol, what's zu? Any mitzvah coming? Not because, not bishvil shma haboy love. Bishvil zu sounds like all mitzvahs. Chasin is pater in all mitzvahs. An example of that is Kriya Shema. It seems to me a machloikas Rashi and the Meiri. The Meiri says mefurish that chasin is only pater from Kriya Shema. Tefillin, tefila, those particular things, nothing else. Masha ein kein. According to Rashi, it seems, and Miri brings, I'm not just making that up in the right. Miri brings, Yesh Misha Soiver, Shapatu Mikola Mitzvahs. I think that's Rashi. I think the Machlokes is Lishitasam. Listen up. According to Rashi, what is the Pasuk saying? B'shivtecho beveisecho ubelechtecho baderech. What's Beshivtecho Beisecha telling me? What's the din? Asik mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. What's Belechtecho Baderech telling me? Chasin is considered Isik b'mitzvah. What's the patur of Chasin? Isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. That patur is going to be by all mitzvahs. Isik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. I just thought that maybe Chasin is not called Isik b'mitzvah. It's not be a dime, it's not be a glime. Kamash Malan it is. But are you going to say that the Chasin is going to be different than anyone else? No, we're just trying to say Chasin is Isik b'mitzvah. However, we said yesterday, my friends, that the Meiri learned that the Ptur of Lech Tuch HaBederech, the Ptur of Chasin is Lav Mishum Oisek B'mitzvahu. Because he's not Oisek B'mitzvah right now. We're not talking about Oisek B'mitzvah. Ella, it's Mishum Tirda that we patterned him. The Ptur is Mishum Tirda. That's why the Gemara Havamina even Tavas V'naso Bayom. My friends, do you think that there's going to ever be a Havamina Tavas V'naso Bayom as Pater from Kol HaMitzvahs?
No.
We think what's the p'tur? Because I can't concentrate. That's a p'tur dafka by Shema. Shema needs extra concentration. So therefore, the Gemara is telling us that therefore your p'tur, a chasin is p'tur from Shema because he can't concentrate. I thought he's going to be p'tur from all things. No, it has to be a tir d'sheish po srach mitzvah. But that's a special din in Kriya Shema. Is it true by all mitzvahs you're p'tur because you're Torah? No. It's a different level of kavana, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. If mitzvah tzrichas kavana like Shema, we'd be in big trouble. You know, we're doing, you know, the Shema is a whole different level. Shema is a different level of kavana. It needs kavana atzuma. Yeah.
Also, Rashi holds that
the
thing is because
tirda.
Tirda the mitzvah.
Rashi holds if you're Torah, therefore you're considered to be, that's enough that you're going to be, that's going to pat you. But it's not because they were afraid that you can't be mechavin to your Shema.
What?
It's if I'm, Rashi says I'm Torah in being a chasin, then I'm pater from any other mitzvahs. Not because the other mitzvah needs kavana. I'm pater from any mitzvahs. Even mitzvahs don't need a kavana. Mitzvah of tzedakah. It's not so hard to give tzedakah. Yitzi saying mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Okay, that's not the same kavana as Shema. Shema needs a festa kavana, you know, like super kavana. Yeah. So Rashi's going to hold that it's no shaychus. Not giving tzedakah, chasen, not giving tzedakah has no shaychus in the Welt, according to the Meiri. No shaychus. According to Rashi, is a chasen pater from tzedakah? Yes. Yeah. He's pater from kol mitzvahs. Because he's Torah in being a chasin, he's pater from all other mitzvahs. Are you sick by mitzvah, pater from a mitzvah, I'm pater from everything. According to the Meiri, he's a chasin pater from tzedakah. No, it's a specialach p'tur only for something that's tirda. That's what he said. It's only for Kriya Shema, tefillin, and the like. Achlegas
l'shitasa. I've seen the pasuk that once it's for all mitzvahs, that once it's for.
That's an excellent kasha. Sukum Tachais, according to the Meiri, there's a peladik spalt going on over here in the pasuk. B'shiv Tacha b'meisecha, it's Isaac b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, which is telling us something that's going to apply to all mitzvahs. But Lech Tacha b'derech is something which is unique to Kriya Shema. Mechatesi, it's good kasha. Maybe that might have to do with the fact we have another pasuk. We'll have to see the Gemara is going to say there's another pasuk of Isaac b'mitzvah. Maybe only the two pasukim in Achanami, if only had one pasuk, would have said it's also only. Could be, we'll have to see. Let's go through the Gemara again. I'm going to show you another fascinating machlekes, Rashi and the Ritva. And this is a beauty, my friends. Let's do the Gemara again. There's a subtlety in the Gemara here. Mino hanimili. Says the Gemara, where do I know it from? The Tanur Rabbanu Meshiv Tuchav Eisecha Prat Loisik B'Mitzvah B'Lach Tuchav Aderech Prat Lochasim Mikano Amru HaKoynes is a Besula Pater V'Salmona Chayev. We see from here Koynes is a Besula Pater V'Salmona Chayev. My Mashma says the Gemara, how's the Mashma? Amar Avuna Kederech Ma Derech Rishus Afkol Rishus. What was the Gemara's question? My Mashma. What was the Gemara's question? My Mashma. Rabbi say, tell me what you think. What was the Gemara's question? My Mashma. You see the Pasuk what? That what? So you just said two different things. He said Oisik B'Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah. And he said Chosin is Pater. Which one? Let's look at Rashi. Rashi's Prat L'Mitzvah. Rashi's learning. It's coming to teach me Oisik B'Mitzvah Pater Mitzvah. It's like what Yisrael said. My Mashma or both. Mitzvah. Maybe it's both, but it's for sure going back on the first half. My Mashma is Oisik B'Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah. How do you see over here Oisik B'Mitzvah Pater Mena Mitzvah? Maybe it's going on both, but it's definitely going on Oisik B'Mitzvah. You look in the Mi'iri we gave out. I underlined in the middle of the Mi'iri. We didn't get to Tir de Mitzvah yet. Didn't say that. The Rashi is not telling you. It said Oisik B'Mitzvah and Chosin. So the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara didn't say that till later. The Gemara didn't say it till later. Rashi's not going to do what the Gemara did. Toysa says. The Meiri on Daf Yud again. We're back to that Meiri. V'hainu de kaboy, my mashma de besula li poter v'almana li chayif. Tokenis is almana nami chosan ikri. What was the question in the Gemara? It says prat le chosan. Mikan amru kindness is a besula pater is almana chayif. My mashma that you were right that it's besula pater and almana chayif. That's the my mashma. The my mashma is on the mikan amru. Mikan amru kindness is a besula pater is almana chayif. My mashma. Who said that you're saying that only a besula is potter and almana is chayiv? It's not my mashma back on the psukim. It's the my mashma on the mikan omer. Read it again in the miri. It's mefurish in the miri. V'hainu dekaboy. That's what the Gemara asks. My mashma de besula li potter or almana li chayiv. Hakoynes is almana nami chasan mikri. It says chasan. So why did you say chasan means only? Who said chasan means only? Only a besula, not almana. That's the way Rashi learns. That's the Meiri learns. Clear? So the Meiri is learning the words my mashma going on the second half. And Rashi is learning the words my mashma is going on the first half and maybe also the second.
Rashi also says in the beginning of the first Rashi in the Gemara, my mashma, on the second.
Oh, very good. Rashi right away in the beginning. Thank you for doing that. Rashi right away in the beginning. Meshivcha v'esecha prat loisik b'mitzvah. Shein mechai b'krishma l'kumam ha'forish. My mashma on oisik b'mitzvah. I keep a klar. See that, Rashi? Klar. Black on white. It's meforish. Could be both, but it's for sure talking about the first one. Said it could be both. Okay. It's for sure my mashma Rashi is for sure going on the first half of the Tanur Rabbanan. It says b'shivtcha b'veisecha. Rashi says right away my mashma, and according to the Meiri, it's going on chasen. It says v'lechtcha b'derech my mashma. I'm going to show you it's l'shitasa. What is the Gemara's answer? Answers the Gemara, my mashma, Amar Avuna Kiderech. Ma Derech Rishus, Avkol Rishus. Time out. What does it say, Derech? In the first half of the Pasuk or the second half of the Pasuk? Second half of the Pasuk. Shivtucha Beisecha, Paloisik Mimitzvah. Lechtucha Bederech, Prat Lechosim. So why are we talking about derech? Well, if the question was on shitcha v'veisecha, why are we talking about derech? Okay, so Rashi's going to learn that both psukim go together. It's hani kroy. So even though Rashi said my mashma is going on shitcha v'veisecha, they're together. They are together because they're both psukim about oisik b'mitzvah. And Rashi's beautiful. So it's fine according to Rashi. You could say my mashma and be talking about shitcha v'esecha and answer me derech. Because shitcha v'esecha, lechtcha b'derech, it's all under the same umbrella. They're both oisik b'mitzvah. So one could be megala on the other. And that's fine. But the Meiri, my friends, learns that Shidduch HaVeisecha is one din, and Lech Tchoba Derech is another din. Shidduch HaVeisecha is talking about what? Isaac B'mitzvah, and that's by all mitzvahs. Lech Tchoba Derech is talking about Tirdo, which is Chasam, which is something else. It's Isaac, but it's something else. So you can't bring me from Derech to it's not going to work. He says, Ein Hachanami, that wasn't the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question was on Belech Tchoba Derech. Belech Tchoba Derech Prat L'chasen. Where do you see over here anything about Al Psula, Al Mana? It all seems to be the same. It just says B'shev Tchoba Veisecha. So the Gemara is now going into Derech. It's Haflov Ofele. Haflov Ofele. What? So that's a very good question. You're asking a question of the Miri. You have to see how the Miri answers it. The Miri answers it. The Miri goes through everything. Right, that Miri in front of you. Akiva is asking, how does the Gemara flow after that? But this is clear what the Gemara is doing. The Gemara is saying that what's pshat when you discuss, you say, Balech Tuchah Baderech, you see over here, anything about Chasen, about the Basula, Almana. The Miri is going to the second half of the Pasuk. He has to. The Miri's pshat of the Gemara has to be, because if you're going to bring me a Pasuk of Derech, you can't be talking about B'Shem Tuchah B'Veisecha. The two have nothing to do with each other. Mashekin, according to Rashi, it goes together. So and why, it's a beautiful, why, my friends. Beautiful.
Why does the Gemara bring Nakavacha?
What?
Like, afterwards, the Gemara also speaks about Beshivtecha and Rakhtecha. Why?
The Gemara is more. The Gemara just mentions the word Beshivtecha. It doesn't even fear ice. It says, My Beshevis Ubaleches. Beleches tidach u'dumechayves. So beleches doesn't say b'sheves tidach. It doesn't do that. It sticks to belechtecha. It throws in the word. You have to know if the word, if there's anything to do with that. But the word, but every focus from here on in is beleches. According to Rashi, it's a little bit more beduyah because it says sheves u'leches. So according to Rashi, it would be good because it's both. But lemaisa, our focus is clearly belechtecha baderech in the Gemara. What? Tes Zayin and Brachas. Brachas daf Tes Zayin. Some of them have it on top, some of them don't. I wrote it in manually. Okay, my friends.
My Stephen coined in the Eerie, he still needs Derek to cure ice on the Isaac and Mitzah. That's Isaac and Mitzah, not the Shabbos. He needs Derek to tell me that's Shiftachah.
It's not Derek. You learn from Shiftachah, but Lachachah. You don't learn from Derek. Shiftecha belechtecha. Shiftecha beveisecha belechtecha baderech. Shiftecha Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Isai. We have another shita, which is Shita Sami'iri. Shita Sami'iri is we're using the two pesukim for something else. I'm sorry. Shita Saritva. Third shita, Shita Saritva. The Ritva says that Einachanami, I have two pesukim, and I'm using both pesukim. You with me? I'm using both psukim. One pasuk I'm using, and they're both for Isaac b'mitzvah. One pasuk is for someone who's Isaac b'mitzvah atzmoi. The other pasuk is for Isaac b'hechsher mitzvah. Machmas ha-mitzvah. He's hoilech to do the mitzvah, or he's after the mitzvah. But that is what the second pasuk is coming for. That's what the Ritva says. So I need two psukim for Isaac b'mitzvah, not for Rashi's reason, for a different reason, but according to the Ritva, also both psukim are for Isaac b'mitzvah. What does Rashi hold? Also, how does Rashi learn mitzvah atzmoy and hoylech? If you look in Rashi, Rashi answers that Rebbe Yashiv is medayik in Rashi, good eyes, medayik in Rashi. Rashi dimaschu belech tucha baderech. Prat l'chasen, says Rashi. Af agav, dehainami b'mitzvah tarid, still it's l'chli treikra. Di'av ikosiv chad, I'm Rashi, the second wide line. Yav ikosiv chad, kiman d'chasen lav behed yaksiva b'kra, hava amino, loy patra akosiv elotorech v'oise melechas mitzvah b'yadayim, oy mahalich li mitzvah. Mahalich li mitzvah? What's that? So Rashi says, one pasuk would tell me mitzvah or mahalich to mitzvah. They'll both be included in one pasuk. This that the Ritva says, I need two pasukim, one for Isaac b'mitzvah and the other one for hoilech to a mitzvah. Rashi says, I can condense both of those into one pasuk. I can see them both from one pasuk. Says Rebbe Yoshev, from Rashi we see there's no svar lechalik. That's all included in one pasuk according to Rashi. The Ritva says it's two pesukim.
We had a different Ritva that said that we could have used one. And the reason we have a second one is that you're not allowed to do the second one.
That, well, no, that's, what do you mean? That's, the Ritva is explaining why I need a pasuk at all. No, that Ritva is explaining why I need a pasuk at all. Why need a pasuk bechla? What's the pasuk going to teach me? That it's not only that it's sutra, that it's even usher the other way around. But the Ritva says, what do I need two pesukim for? One for mitzvah, one for hechsher mitzvah. Rashi says, hechsher mitzvah, mitzvah, just throw it all in. It's all in one pasuk. Shiftach veisecha, all in shiftach veisecha. Machlok is Rashi and Ritva. The Ritva says, "I need two pesukim. I only want pasuk. It's only if he's always getting an actual mitzvah, hechsher mitzvah. No way." Rashi says it's all together. What's the beer in Rashi? I'd like to suggest this fellas.
I keep saying I is the
Rashi. No. No.
Either one or the other?
Yeah, both of them. Yeah, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's doing this, or he's doing that, and both of them you're going to be putter from one pasuk. Shteltzuch lakasha, lakovit shirim es akasha. Do you say, oisik b'mitzvah putter mena mitzvah and a mitzvah midrabanon? Someone's oisik in a mitzvah midrabanon. Now, Rabbi Yisai, you need to know the answer to this question. I'm about to ask you. Someone's Isaac in a mitzvah de Rabbana. You say Isaac be mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. Where did we discuss this previously? We spoke about, let's say a little bit. Where did we discuss this previously? The Kabel Pnei Rabbi. The Kabel Pnei Rabbi was a big hack. Is that a mitzvah de Raisa or a mitzvah de Rabbanan? Spoke about it on Daf Yud Amid Beis over there. Hoshayla mitzvah Eise and different pshatim. Is Isaac be mitzvah, you say Isaac be mitzvah pater mena de Rabbanan or not? One easy way out of the problem is to say that every derabanan is deraisa. With what? Leisaser. Or you could say that maybe the Kal Pnei Rabbi is deraisa. What's the deraisa of the Kal Pnei Rabbi? The Malbim or the Regel. Right. It's like it's been Makom Oyle Regel, or it's what? Yeshem Lekechatira, Covered Rabbi. All those other things. Maybe it's really deraisa. Or you could say that maybe Oisik mitzvah pater mitzvah pasuk zivana mitzvah derabanan. It's another shaila. The Korvi Shurim clears. What about you have a suffik mitzvah? Do you say Oisik mitzvah on a suffik mitzvah?
He's doing a mitzvah.
He's doing a suffik mitzvah and he has a vare mitzvah.
That's an example.
A person doesn't know if he's mekayim a mitzvah or not. Doesn't know if he's Makayim Mitzvah. He doesn't know if he's Chayev in something or other. And he's doing it anyway. Then he's having Mitzvah. Do you say Isik Mitzvah? Zokt Rav Chanan Avart. Says Rav Chanan that what's the Makar Isik Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah? It says B'shiftecha U'v'lechtecha B'sheves Didach Hudim Achayves. You're only Chayev if it's your sitting. But if it's not yours, then you're Patam. Says Rav Chanan, anything that's not yours, you're not doing it because the Torah told you to do it. You're not doing it because the Rabbanan told you to do it. You're not doing it because you think maybe the Torah told you to do it. I'm not doing this because I want to do this. I'm doing this because I feel obligated. Isik mitzvah, patur mena mitzvah. What? Could be. Yeah, we said this already. Yeah. I'm just bringing it out to answer now. Zok the Heilig Rashi. I think this whole word is a machlokes Rashi and Ritva. Zok the Rashi. If the pasuk says Oisik b'mitzvah is patur mena mitzvah, why is Oisik mitzvah patur mena mitzvah? It's not for you. What about Hechsher? It's also not for you. Samach nishtois nishkin chilek. Derabanan Hechsher Safek Saal Sein Zach. The Zach is Oisik b'mitzvah is patur. The Ritva seems to say, no, I have two things. One is a drasha of Oisik b'mitzvah, then I have a chiddush even hechsher. The Ritva would say, what about a derabanan? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I have a pasuk for a deraisa. I have a pasuk for hechsher. I don't have a pasuk for a derabanan. Unless you say a derabanan is also a deraisa, because of the saucer. Maybe an achanami. Maybe an achanami. But the chayra, this is machlok, is over here between Rashi and the Ritva. Pilei ployim, my friends. Okay. I believe that we're left with one question. That is the Meiri. See if I could bring out this question right. I'm going to do my best. According to Rashi, the din of tirda de mitzvah, what is that a din in? A din in oisik be mitzvah, pata ben a mitzvah. In other words, Rashi will say, I see that oisik be mitzvah, pata ben a mitzvah is only if you're tired in the mitzvah. According to the Meiri, the din of tirda de mitzvah is a din in shema. Where does it exist? Only by shema, said the Meiri. Nowhere else. So I ask you a question, Meiri. Does it say anywhere in your Gemara that oisik be mitzvah, pater ben a mitzvah has anything to do with being tarred or not being tarred? According to the Meiri.
No.
No. Okay. All it says is b'shivtucha b'veisecho lechtucha v'aderech, you're going to be pater. What's the din, according to the Meiri, of shluchei mitzvah, shas chaniyosam? B'shvaitzeh, help me out over here, because we were discussing this question last night, and I want to try to... Shas chaniyosam. Rashi says, you know why you're pater? Because you're tarad, even shas chaniyosam. But the Meiri doesn't hold of tarad. So how is the Meiri going to learn Shluchei Mitzvah Peturim in Asukah? Why are they Patur in Asukah? You can't tell me it's from Belech Lecha B'Derech, because that's a Peturim in Shema, nothing to do with Sukkah. So it's obviously from B'Shivtucha B'Veisecha. What does it say B'Shivtucha B'Veisecha? Pralo Oisik B'Mitzvah. Shluchei Mitzvah, when they're going, I hear they're Oisik B'Mitzvah. But Shas Chaniyosan, why are they Patur from Shema? Why are they Patur from Sukkah? Why are they pater from Sukkah? Because there's no din tarot.
It's different. By Shema, he's tarot, but he's not mamish mitzvah.
Lechus
mitzvah is oisik mitzvah,
and
he's tarot in the
lechus
mitzvah.
We never found it anywhere. The only place that's tarot in the Gemara is by Shema. And Shema is a different sugya. According to Rashi Lishitasai, the din tarud is a din of Isaac b'mitzvah, because it's all Isaac b'mitzvah. So therefore, the din of Shluchei Mitzvah, Ptur Menas Sukkah, is because he's tarud, therefore, he's going to be potter. Yeah.
According to Meiri, I would say he's pater in the mitzvah. Therefore, once you oisik a mitzvah originally, you're pater from the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah here.
Okay, so you have to know if that's true. I'm going to say what David says, but I'm going to try to say it a little bit differently. Perhaps the Meiri holds the Enachanami. The din of our Mishnah is a special din. It's interesting. Shluchim mitzvah p'turim in asukah. Why are you telling me p'turim in asukah? Shluchim mitzvah p'turim from all mitzvahs. The oisik be mitzvah. We said it's a special din in Sukkah. That's what we were machadish. Siyata Dishmaya. We found steers in Rambam, steers in the... It's a special din in Sukkah. Steers in Meiri. Steers in Meiri. What do we say was the answer? In Echanami. Regular Oisik b'mitzvah, patur mena mitzvah, efshe l'chaim shneem, you're going to be in Echayiv. Over here, it's a special din by Sukkah. Say in Echanami. We have to know how exactly you have a makar from over here, but in a chanami, regular shluchei mitzvah, are they pater from all other mitzvahs? No, only b'shas halicha, shas chaniyosam. They're going to be chayiv in all other mitzvahs. Why not? Over here, there's a special din. There's no such thing as being tarred because I'm tarred, therefore I'm going to be pater from a mitzvah. No. What? It's midin oisik. Midin oisik, we're going to pater you even from sukkah. The way we were masbir it is, because over here, you're ripping me away from my sukkah. So this is kind of like what David said. Over here, once you say you're pater now, you're pater forever. If you're patering me now, you're patering me forever. On a regular mitzvah, maybe patering me now is only patering me as long as I'm involved in the first mitzvah. But I finished involved with the first mitzvah, get back to your second mitzvah. But over here, get back to my second. My sukkah's over there in Brooklyn, and now I'm in Virginia because I had to go do a mes mitzvah. And I was like, I got to get back to my sukkah. That's it. So the etzim halicha paters you from sukkah. And that's why Shas Chani Asim, you're potter. But Shas Chani Asim, are you going to be potter from mitzvahs mila? No. That's the answer to Orchlaner's kasha. Orchlaner says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't get it. He was going to do a mitzvah, he's going out to Mitzvah, Hashem told him to go on a mitzvah Mitzvah. So now it's Heulach L'Dvar Mitzvah. Shas Chani Asim, he's resting at the Malon, all of a sudden Hashem's upset, why didn't do a bris mila? It's potter min a mitzvah. Shluchay mitzvah potter min a sukkah. What's pshat? We said, oh, Lefi, this is not shver. He's pater min asukkah. It's not pater from other mitzvahs. Get back to the other mitzvahs. So you're not doing it right now. You're resting. You're resting right now. He's bum alone. So do the mitzvah.
Just to understand, the riff for this is not a kasha. The riff
for both
shaschani
yosem is
kasha that you're
pater. Shaschani yosem is also mishum tirda. It's all mishum tirda. And he's pater mishum tirda. The Gemara says tirda. So you're pater mishum tirda. Mishum tirda, Rashi seems to say. Rashi says of andav chavav. And achanami. Rashi's come and say that's what the mission is being mechadish. And achanami. No, or else there's not going to be any difference between. That was the whole shaila. Why is he pato? Why is it efshalas shneim? And that's the chiddush over here. It's not called efshalas shneim and the Mordechai and yada yada and continues. Okay. Yeah. Everybody said there's a very, very complicated shtickle here in the Chiddush Eritva. With the Ritva, I don't know how to do this. Okay, let's do it like this. Let's do it. Basically, siyat d'shmaya. This is a hard. This is a really hard ritva. Okay, let's be big. The ritva has a kasha on the sugya. Uparchinan. We gave out the ritva today. Uparchinan. Uminalohu di yitura velechtecha liftor hoylech lemitzvah mikriyashma hoylech lemitzvah mikriyashma, dilma ipchahu, dimiyater lechayvoy bikriyashma. The Ritva says, you have an extra pasuk, shivtecha beveisecha, uvelechtecha baderech. Minalu diyatudu belechtecha, how do we know the pasuk of belechtecha is coming liftar? And who's a coming liftar? Even, going to the Ritva, let's remember, even Hechshe Mitzvah, hoylech. Minalam diyatura, delechtecha liftar, hoylech le mitzvah mekriyashma. Dilma ipchahu, dimiyater, L'chayvoy b'kriyashma. Kivin she'eno isik b'mitzvah mamish. V'haynu da'omer milo askin in d'gozal d'var mitzvah komer achman l'chayv. You'll even learn that into the Gemara. The Ritva says, maybe, it's as follows. The pasuk b'shivtecha b'veisecha, what's it saying? Asik mitzvah is potter. V'lechtecha b'derech is saying, hechsher mitzvah is Chayv. It's a pella. The Ritva has two pesukim, shivtecha b'veisecha, lechtecha b'derech. The first pasuk is telling you who's potter, and the second pasuk is telling you who's chayv. So it's a similar pella to what we had in the Meiri. We have the Meiri. One pasuk is telling me oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah for all things, la dafka kriyash madin, and the other one is Torah is a kriyash madin. It's like you could split them up. The Ritva is splitting them up and saying one is telling me chayiv, the other is telling me potter. First pasuk can tell me that oisik mitzvah is potter in the mitzvah. The second pasuk can tell me hechsher mitzvah is chayiv in the mitzvah.
According to Ritva, if you only had the first pasuk, you would have known that. I mean, he's saying you need the second pasuk to teach me that.
So you see that the Ritva also held that there's epis svara to tell me that maybe it should be included. In other words, it's enough to say that the pasuk is coming lafuke. Says the Gemara, Madrin and Al Kochach Yitur the Pturahu, Midilok Sibaleches, Sibalechtecha. If it's coming to Ptur, so Kones Amana Nami, to Azul Advar Mitzvah, is an Amana doing a Mitzvah?
No.
Yes. Kones Amana Nami, the Azul Advar Mitzvah. Ksat Daitach, the U Potter, called the Azul Advar Mitzvah. Rachi Parch, Bishlam, the Didish name, Chayavim Nechlis, the Chiz Azul, the Dach, the Dash, the Ptur, Maishna Kones Amana, the U Nami, the Advar Mitzvah, Azul. Also, an Amana is going to the Advar Mitzvah. The answer is the Gemara Parch. The high Tarid, V'yefshol l'kayim ashneim. Hayloi tarid. B'kasal kadayi toch the time mishum de tarid b'lechud. V'afagab deleka mitzvah. Paruch lei. El mi'ata tova similasa b'yam l'hachi n'achi n'ami d'apad mikri yishma. V'kayim ilon. Avu chayi v'chol ha-mitzvah z'mores b'tayra. V'ein l'cha tarid b'dayi toch gada mizeh. Parkinon. Hachi kayim ilon. Koinis is almano. Loi tarid l'achar nisuav. B'tirda de mitzvah. Koinis is almano. Loi tarid l'achar nisuav. B'tirda de mitzvah. Ulahachi mechayev. Demi boy leila suve daiter lekor kriyashma l'shar mitzvahs. Masha enkin betirda de mitzvah dola mechayev l'dur basway kedoch shemachzanar mitzvahs. Mechayev suve daiter. Kivan de hashta. V'matzion mikro kriyashma patr mene. Hold on a second. Is an almana tarid? Is an almana tarid? The Ritva says Amon is tarred. Let's read it again. Paruch min Avi. Koines is Almana. Read it again carefully, Avi. Lo tarred achan isum betirdo de mitzvah. Oh! Tirdo de mitzvah. Ulachi chayiv. Dimi boi leila suve daite. What does it mean, boi leila suve daite? He's got, what do you mean he has to be miyashiv his das? His das is not miyushiv. Why? Because he's tarid. Why does he boil it? Because it's not tirdo de mitzvah. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's say. And besula. And besula.
He's like
Kavan. It is tirdo de mitzvah.
Yes.
What's the difference besula and
amana?
Besula is stronger. Wait. There's a mitzvah. What? There's a mitzvah of dam besula.
No, but the mitzvah. In Almana, he's tired, but it's like a avel. Like he could deal with this tirda. Like,
because he could.
Nothing. He's just busy. His mind's just busy. But in a Bisula, yes, he has what to be worried about. So the Gemara says,
the Gemara doesn't say, all I'm saying, the Gemara doesn't say what the Ritva says. The Ritva is saying a big Kiddush. We'll get back to it in a second. The Ritva is saying a big Kiddush. Pashut Pshat in the Gemara is, Amon has no Tirda. And Enoch Nami only has Mitzvah. Amon has Mitzvah. And Enoch Nami, Tavis Finas Aliyom has Tirda. But Amon doesn't have Tirda. And Tavis Finas doesn't have Mitzvah. But the Ritva is saying, no. Almana has tirda and Almana has mitzvah. So it has tirda the mitzvah. It has tirda and it has mitzvah. That's what Besula is. No. Besula is tirda the mitzvah. Almana is mitzvah and tirda, just not tirda the mitzvah.
True.
That's a move right there. What? What'd you say? Yeah, for sure the Miri doesn't hold that way. For sure the Miri holds that there's no tirda. The Miri's got to learn the Gemara Kipshutai. Almana, there's no tirda, because if there's tirda, you're going to be pati. You don't need tirda the mitzvah. You just need tirda. So for sure in the Mi'iri, thank you, Masha'an. And for sure in the Mi'iri, we're going to learn Almana has no tirda. Muzayim, because there's no in your tirda the mitzvah. It has to be a srach mitzvah, maybe. Maybe we say it's has to be a srach mitzvah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. What? What'd you say? Because there's no tirda. That's why it's chayim. Right? And there's no din patur.
Yeah.
Weiss from the Ritva, somehow over here, we're saying there's a difference between the Tirda of Besula and the Tirda of Almana. I'm going to allow Akiva to say an answer later. Aboisai, what we have to do over here is. Let's just finish up over here with the Rashis. We'll finish up with this Mincha Shleima. That's it. Says the Gemara. I don't know how far we got even in the Gemara. So the Gemara, yachi, I feel kindness amana nami. Kindness is a besula tarid. Kindness amana loy tarid. Chayicha the tarid achanami de patr. Let me out to tavis vans to be yam the tarid achanami de patr. Chite mel chanami. Vam rab av bar zav dam rab avel chay b'chol mitzvah is tarid chutz min atavin shanem ben per. So more hacha tarid b'tir the mitzvah. Some tarid tir the derishus. Tir the derishus. So is avel tir the mitzvah tir the derishus? Says Rashi. Sorry, we're not reading all the Rashis. We'll read them tonight. Anyone wants to read them with me? Says Rashi, Tidurishus, Afal P, Shuchayiv Linho Gavelus, Shal Ne'ila Rechitza Vesicha, Laharois Covered Mesoi, Eno Chayiv Lehit Stire. It's a Tidurishus. He's not Chayiv, he has to do. So it sounds like from Rashi, that's the way Rebbe Yosef seems to learn, Abel has to do outward actions. Displays of Avelus, but what is he feeling inside? Whatever he wants. Ain't shum mitzvah litzdar al meisoi.
Yeah, but the mitzvahs are causing him to be.
Ain't shum mitzvah litzdar al meisoi, says Rebbe Yosef. Ain't shum mitzvah. Now, by the way, obviously, these are things you need to know. Rebbe Yosef did not write this. This is not his ksav yad. This is the way a Talmud interpreted what Rebbe Yosef said. So I'm reading you the Lashon, and I'm like emphasizing it, but he didn't write this. This is not Ksav Yad Kodshoi. As opposed to Mincha Shleimo, which we're about to read, which says Mincha Shleimo, Chas V'Shalom. What are you talking about? Of course there's a mitzvah to be mitzvah. For sure there's a mitzvah to be mitzvah. Okay, I don't know what the Gemara means. We'll see. But it says Mincha Shleimo, for sure there's a mitzvah to be mitzvah. He proves it. He says, why are you not allowed to learn Torah? Why isn't Avol not allowed to learn Torah? Because Kuli Hashem Isam Chelev, because Torah makes you happy. What's wrong with being happy?
I'm not going to focus on all of
that. What's wrong with being happy? We don't have to focus. You have to do all the ma'isim. There's no in it. Well, there's no in it. It's just have to make sure you do rechitza, sicha, nilas esandol. It's Rashi makes it sound like it's just about doing the actions. Says maybe you want to say enochanami. There's nothing wrong with being happy, but the problem is you learn you're going to smile and people are going to see you happy, and it's going to look bad. Maybe enochanami. You're allowed to be happy inside. It's going to look bad. He says, but hold on a second. Is an Abel supposed to cry?
Yes.
It says not only is he allowed to cry, he's supposed to cry. It says, Akonon Kasha, Eich Efshel Livkois Almeis, Imenem Itztair, Mubugumar Midaroy, Shel Livkois Almeis. Someone that doesn't cry in his Mesa Midaroy, he's supposed to cry. I don't know. You're supposed to cry maybe beforehand. You're supposed to cry in the beginning. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good point. Maybe it's to cry before. Misha cover. Lashon Lemiri is Misha cover ain't lo din aves. A kuponim says Shlomo Zalmano about it is a din that a person's supposed to be sad. I would say this way: he's supposed to be sad. Aber mitztayer kol kach that he can't think about a mitzvah that night. In other words, a person has to separate between these two things. Mitztayer and to be sad. That's the way I would say it. Mitztayer and to be sad. Those are two different things. Avad is supposed to be sad, but so much that he's not going to be able to. She'ena chayv letztayer tsar godo kazeh she'yatridu milakayim achas mitzvah Hashem that night. It's Yadua. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was a very, very beautiful marriage. Yadua Shlomo Zalman said at his wife's kever that it's a minig to ask mechila. I have nothing to ask you mechila for. He was an ish emes. He can't ask mechila. I have nothing to ask mechila. We never fought. We never got into a fight. I have nothing to ask mechila. That's a story from like a mamish, a different world. Halavai. Nothing to ask mechila. That was his relationship with his wife. It was like the dream marriage. When Shlomo Zalman was going, they told him Shlomo Zalman's wife passed away. He was going to the hospital. The next of kin has to, you have to identify who the person is. He was on the way and he got into the elevator. And as he was going up to where his wife was, the door opened and he had a Talmud and his wife walked in. And they said, Rebbe, we just had a baby. Can we come show you the baby? And he said, for sure, Mazel Tov. Like that. And they didn't realize he was going to see his wife. His wife just died. He was going to go to identify his wife. He was on the way. He went, gave brachas, did everything he had to do. You might say, I don't know if that's called Isaac Ben Mitzvah over there. He's not Isaac Ben Mitzvah, but the person's a mitzvah. But it's time to do a mitzvah. You have to be able to put it away. It shouldn't be where it's out of control. We have to get moving. We're going to do Beis Hashem Sunday these two Taisvasin, the next two Taisvasin, and hopefully Monday we'll start the next. So I want to leave you with a thought on this week's parasha. Chesky Joselit needs to speak to me immediately. The beginning of this week's parasha, it just goes like through all these different things that are happening. It speaks about a person goes out to war and he sees an Eishes Yifas Toyer. And then it speaks about a person has one wife that he loves, one wife that he doesn't love. And then it speaks about Ben Tzayir Umayra. It's just like going from all different types of things that what happens to a Ben Tzayir Umayra. And then it speaks about Hashavas Aveda. It's like, it just seems to be like just like random topics, one right after the other. Rashi says, no. It says, Rashi says, a person who marries a Ben Tzayir Umayra, at Eishes Yifas Toyer, he's going to end up hating her and he's going to end up having a Ben Tzayir Umayra. Why is he going to end up having a Ben Tzayir Umayra? It's not an aver. Eishes Yifas Toyer. The pasuk says the Torah is matir. The dibur Torah kenegid yetzer hara. It's not. We're not saying it's like a beautiful and wonderful thing to do, but Torah is matir. So why does he end up having a mitzvah yomayra? So I saw dachzach from the Chumash Eish Avneiz. I'm not sure. It's in the sefer. Me'ana shel Torah. It's a likut. He says the following thing. He says, look. Here's a guy. Here's a yid. He's a neshama. He's an Eved Hashem, allegedly. And he sees a shiksa. She's pretty. What else do they have in common? Nothing. Is there anything that he sees beneath the surface? No. He just sees someone that he's attracted to. All that he's recognizing is chitzonius. It's just chitzonius. Who are you going to live your life with? Just a beautiful one. That's it. If their life is chitzonius, what are the kids? What are the kids going to be? It's going to be. It's not about whether you feel good. It's about whether you look good. Just put on a smile. I don't care if you're happy or you're not happy. I don't care if you understand or you don't understand. Just fake it. I don't care if you mean it or you don't mean it. All I want you to do is look good. The kids' education is empty. There's nothing there. It's all about, I just want to make sure everyone else thinks that we're okay. A child that grows up in that home rebels. Because this is empty. There's nothing here. It's all just skin deep. If your attraction to people, the person you live your life with, is skin deep, then the life you live will be skin deep. And children aren't going to buy into that. That's why it happens. When a person learns Torah, Torah is meant to be learned to get to the depths of things. We don't take things on the surface. Everything is get deeper and get deeper. What does it really mean? What's it really saying? What's it really going? It's all pnimius. It's kuloi pnimius. That's what we're meant to be. The deeper a person digs, the more real he is. The more meaning there is into his life. And the more he can give over to his children. Have a good job.